You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast episode 466
on Flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, we just did this.
Yeah, just a couple days ago.
It's a short turnaround between Flopcast episodes from our perspective, although it's the same for everybody else, so who cares? Yeah, but last week we recorded kind of late in the week, and this week early in the week, and so I feel like we just did this.
Yeah.
But I've kind of felt like that for the last 9 years.
Yeah.
It never really stops, does it?
No. Yeah, I was going to say, it feels pretty continuous for me.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, here we go. Why not? You know what? We're trying something new tonight. We'll see how that goes. A strange new experiment for the Flopcast. Could be a huge disaster, but before we get to that, we know how this part works, Cornflake. How about National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
Well, I think this is interesting. I didn't plan this, but this is episode 466, and we are celebrating the birthday of somebody who was born in 1966. I thought it would be fun to celebrate the birthday of Samantha Fox, who turned 55 on April 15th.
Samantha Fox. Okay, that's a name I have not heard in a long time.
Well, if you ask me, it's been too long.
Yeah, all right. I know very little about Samantha Fox. British?
Yes, British.
80s pop star?
Mid-80s. And prior to that, she was a magazine poster girl.
She was like a naughty pinup girl in England, right?
Yes.
And then that was her hit song.
Well, it was, she debuted with Touch Me, I Want Your Body.
Yes, right.
Not my favorite of hers, but I do remember Touch Me, and I remember Naughty Girls Need Love Too.
That was the first one I thought of. Yeah, okay, so I know two Samantha Fox songs. I forgot. The first one.
You don't remember I Only Want to Be With You?
I know that song. I don't know if I know her version of it, if it's the song that I'm thinking of. I know a Bay City Rollers version of that song.
Yes, it's a remake of that.
Okay. Classic.
Yes.
Bay City Rollers might not even have been the first to do that song. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure of that either.
That might predate the Rollers, but they perfected it. And then along came Samantha. Yeah, I definitely remember her two rather naughty mid-80s songs. One of them, she just threw the word naughty right there in the title.
Yeah, she makes an excellent point. Naughty girls do need love, too.
Sure.
But what I remember best is I Only Want to Be With You and the silly music video for it.
I don't remember the video or even her version of the song.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there is
I'm very excited about this.
There's a very silly music video, has guys popping out of trash cans like Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, my. Okay. Yeah. Now I'm interested. Do you think anybody ever mashed up Naughty Girls Need Love Too by Samantha Fox with Naughty Naughty by John Parr?
Oh, I'm sure someone somewhere has done that.
We had two naughty songs of the same era. They were probably out within a year or two of each other.
Yeah.
I'll bet you could mix those together and come up with something just horrible. So let's do it.
You could make something really naughty.
Yeah, so Samantha's still around? Is she still performing? What's she up to? Is she still naughty? Has she de-naughtified?
I think she's only gotten more naughty over time.
Nice. That's the way to go. Well, happy birthday, Samantha. Hadn't thought of her in a long time, but I guess I'm a fan. And I got to look into her Bay City Rollers cover. That's exciting news.
That's on her album, I Want to Have Some Fun.
Oh, I remember that song too now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'm up to three Samantha songs that I know. I just keep forgetting as the decades roll by.
But I do know that she works with Full Force and has worked with Full Force.
What? As in Lisa Lisa?
Yes.
Oh,
am I blowing your total mind now? Like, do you catch?
This is turning into some kind of a Illuminati conspiracy scenario. It's all connected. I want to put one of those boards up on my wall with like the red yarn connecting things. Put together like a giant Lisa Samantha Fox full force conspiracy theory.
I taught you stuff about 80s music. I bet you never thought that would happen.
Yes. All right. Well, happy birthday, Samantha.
April 15th.
Keep being naughty. You know, Cornflake, it's funny that Samantha Fox from mid-80s pop scene was the subject of your National Whatever Day, because we're kind of talking music videos of the mid-80s today for the rest of the show.
We totally didn't plan this, listeners, just so you know.
This was a coincidence. You didn't know that this was the plan, but I just happened to notice that this was episode 466 of the Flopcast, and I think we've missed some of these occasions, but virtually every time I think we've hit an episode, going back all the way to episode 66 of the Flopcast, but then, you know, 166, 266, and so on. We always like to acknowledge our favorite music video channel from the mid-80s, and that was V66 right here in Massachusetts. We had our own, on the UHF dial, our own dedicated Boston music video TV station.
And it was so good.
Oh, we loved it. That was the best. I mean, MTV was around if you had cable, which many people still didn't in the mid-80s.
I certainly didn't.
And V66 was based out of Boston. It was live, whereas, you know, everything on MTV was recorded. They ran it like a radio station.
They did. That's what made it so amazing.
Yeah, the whole channel was founded by a bunch of radio people. And yeah, it was run like a local radio station, except it was TV. And they were showing music videos and all the national videos like they had on MTV, plus a lot of local Boston bands that you would not see on MTV. So it was a super cool channel. We loved it. It was only around for a year and a half. They started in spring of 85 and they closed up shop and got replaced by the Home Shopping Channel in the fall of 86.
Which was sad.
It was so sad. I mean, because it wasn't like you could go on Twitter and learn that it was even happening. It was just, you go to turn on V66 one day, and they're selling cubic zirconia instead of showing Wang Chung videos.
And you just, I'm sure I was not the only one who was just waiting for the music to come back.
It was a heartbreaker, but that's what happened. Anyway, we've discussed V66 many times here on the show over the years, and we're not going to go too deep on V66 itself today, except to say, it happened. We love it. And anybody who's interested, even if you're not from the Boston area, anybody who's interested in the kind of music video era of the mid-80s, there is a movie, which we have promoted often here on the Flopcast because we love it. But there's a documentary about V66. It's called Life on the V, directed by a friend of the Flopcast, Eric Green. If you go to lifeonthev.com, you can find out how to see the movie. It's for sale all over the place. It's on DVD. It's streaming. It's around. And they have links to anywhere that you might want to be able to check out the movie. And you should. I just heard from Eric yesterday, actually. Director of Life on the V commented on last week's Flopcast episode. Because like me, Eric was also a fan of the Johnny Canal sketch from Saturday Night Live.
Johnny Canal for life.
Come on. And I also wanted to plug, Eric has a new short film called Video Visions, and it's super short. It's 12 minutes long, and it's another documentary, and it's about a video rental store in upstate New York. It's called Video Visions, and it's still in operation today. One of the few video rental stores still out there. You know, this is a storefront retail giant store packed with VHS for rent.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's this big, beautiful store. And it's just this guy that this is just his passion, you know, is to run this store. And so it's like this local treasure that this community has. And really cool. I watched it just the other day. It's on YouTube. We'll have links to that as well. So check out Eric's new movie, Video Visions, as well. Meanwhile, Cornflake, I wanted to go back to that music video era. So V66 was around in 85 and 86, as we said. So just to make sure that we're looking at videos from the V66 era, I looked at 1985 and actually found a website that I did not know existed called imvdb.com. which I assume is the Internet Music Video Database.
I didn't know that existed either.
Yeah, but I was able to pull up a list of here's all the music videos that came out in 1985.
Oh, that is glorious.
That was super convenient for what I had in mind today.
Tell me more.
So I went through this big, fun list. I mean, there were like 400 music videos on the list on this website. Wish we had time to look at them all. But here's my thought, Cornflake. I selected a handful of old favorites of mine from 1985.
Okay.
What if we attempted to watch these videos right now on the Flopcast, and we can kind of do an impromptu commentary track over some music videos?
Oh, man, I think that would be great, because I'm sure you remember them well and you have lots of context, whereas I'm going to hardly remember these and be surprised by all of it.
Well, and the ones that I picked out, only one of these I have actually watched in recent years. The rest of them, it's possible I haven't actually watched these videos start to finish, you know, since the 80s. So this will be a surprise to both of us. But I thought, let's see if we can pull this off. So the idea is we're going to pull up these videos and watch them together over Zoom. If anyone out there listening is crazy enough to want to watch these with us, you know, you can pull them up on YouTube or wherever and just start them at the same time that we start them, and we'll all watch together. Or just listen to us yammer on about them. That's fine, too. You know, it's music videos. So each one's like 4 minutes long or whatever. So it's not like you're locking in for a movie commentary. We're not talking about Avengers Endgame right now. You know, this will be a this will be like a Huey Lewis video or something, you know, so you can make it through it whether you have the visual or not.
Right.
No audio either. We're not going to be playing the music on the show as well. So you're just going to hear us talking just like we are right now.
So you totally should also play the videos.
If you can sync it up. Anybody that ambitious out there, have at it and we'll all watch together. But either way is fine. Your choice. So Cornflake, you're kind of VJing this little project.
This is my dream come true, Kevin, to be a VJ.
I sent you some YouTube links, so you're going to be doing the Zoom share screen, share video nonsense, and we'll see if this works. What do you want to start with? I've given you a selection of music videos. You make the call. You're the VJ.
All right.
You're like David O'Leary on V66.
Well, coming up a little later in the program, we'll have some Lionel Richie, but first...
Ooh, I like the tease. You're a pro. I forgot. You're an actual radio pro.
I wasn't kidding when I said this was my dream, Kevin. I didn't know when I grew up this would all be gone, but back when I was a kid, I was certain I was going to be a VJ someday.
Yes.
So that's totally how I would have been. Like, a little later on in the program, we're going to have some Lionel Richie, but for now, it's Animotion with Obsession.
All right, so everybody, go to YouTube, get Animotion Obsession. Cornflake, why don't you start Animotion Obsession right now?
I see a golden glittery elf shoe.
Goofy
tapping.
Golden pointy foot tapping. That was weird. Here's your Animotion duo. The blonde girl and the scary dude. Well, Cornflake, this is actually appropriate that you started with this one because Animotion I actually saw live once and it was at a V66 event.
That is really neat.
Yeah, this was a few years ago. They did it was a fundraiser when the movie was in production, Life on the V, the documentary. They did a big V66 reunion concert at the House of Blues in Boston. And among the performers was Animotion.
That is so great.
It was these two you're looking at right now. There they were in Boston.
I want her dress. That is such a cool dress.
She's got the kind of slinky blue dress going, looking good.
And we've got a Centurion for some reason. And
I think it's the two. That's the couple. But now they're flashing to costumes. You got the guy in like a Roman soldier costume. And she's doing like a Cleopatra thing.
Cleopatra. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But with Hollywood in the background.
They're in Hollywood. She's by a swimming pool. Cleopatra all sprawled out in front of the pool. Look at the mullet on that dude. The guitarist. Yikes. Out of control mullet. I love it.
Yeah, that's something like a sideways mullet, I think.
Yes, it's a mullet that goes sideways. Sprawled on the bed with a mullet guitarist. I like that. Animotion. Now, this song had that killer keyboard riff, you know, classic. And they actually used this song was the theme music for Saturday Night's Main Event. That was the wrestling show that was on NBC. Once in a while, instead of Saturday Night Live, they would run WWF Wrestling, Saturday Night's Main Event, and this was the theme song.
So with the two singers from Animotion, whenever we see them singing, they've got a water fountain going behind them.
Yeah.
Were water fountains just like a thing in the 80s?
Yeah, we were obsessed with water fountains in the 80s. Absolutely.
Why is the drummer playing the pool?
The drummer's gone full court jester with the pointy hat with the bells. There's those pointy curled up feet again. He should be in the Men Without Hats safety dance video dressed like that. He's in the wrong video.
100% agree. And I get a little nervous seeing the electric guitar by the pool as well. That, I mean, it's one thing by the water fountain, I guess, but when you're standing poolside, I don't know if that's the place for electronic equipment.
Yeah, by the time I saw Animation, there were only two of them left, so I assume the rest of the band was electrocuted during the filming of this video.
Now, every once in a while in the video, a guy comes on and, like, cocks his eyebrow. I think we should, like, take a shot every time that guy comes on the screen and cocks his eyebrow at us.
All right. Well, all I have is coffee, but I can do that. Well, she's got, like, an old-timey pilot's costume on now. This was just, like, whatever was in the warehouse wherever they shot this video.
He just did it again.
I saw the eyebrow. Oh, yeah. not a lot of rhyme or reason to the costume changes, you know?
No.
I'm loving those hexagonal synth drums, though. Those look good. Yikes. All right.
Yep. Fourth time he just did it again. But now there's a guy in a spacesuit?
I'm telling you. They were just costumes available wherever this was shot. You know, they were just going through a tub of miscellaneous costumes and just using all of them. All right, we are
fading. That jester is, like, everybody's gone and the jester is still playing the pool. Like drums.
All right, that was Animotion Obsession.
That was weird.
I seriously have not seen that video in 35 years.
So I don't know the name of the female vocalist for that song.
Yeah, I don't know their names.
But her getup was really cool, and every once in a while it flashed to her fanning herself with a, you know, hand fan, and it was a feathery fan.
Right.
I want one. That looks so awesome.
Well, hopefully there's an extensive line of Animotion merch still available to this day, and you could order yourself an Animotion feather fan.
I need one.
There's Animotion. Now, do you think anybody enjoyed listening to us watching Animotion? That's the big question.
Well, I think they might have enjoyed drinking every time we saw that guy with his eyebrow.
Yeah. Everybody just drink heavily while we watch videos. That might be the only way anybody gets through this week's Flopcast. All right. You're queuing up the next video already. I like that. What are we doing next?
Yeah, you can see me multitasking. Yep. I thought maybe we all could use a little bit of Pat Benatar.
All right, Cornflake, why don't you start us out with Pat Benatar, Invincible.
Once again, foot tapping at the beginning of the video.
You're right. Every video starts with just a close-up of a tapping foot.
Did you just find a whole bunch of videos of people tapping their feet?
I was specifically looking for foot-tapping videos, yes.
Was this...
Next, we're going to watch the opening credits to My Three Sons.
I was going to say, was this like the era of Footloose and everybody was...
It totally was, yeah. All right, here's Pat Benatar. Look at Pat with like the orange eyeshadow. I remember this Pat Benatar glowing fluorescent orange eyeshadow all too well.
Does she have a rat tail?
Perhaps.
Yeah, I think that's like so awesome.
Shaggy shortcut hair on Pat. Looking good.
With a rat tail, just like all my coolest friends had.
Now, we are seeing some clips. We're seeing Pat, and then it cuts to some weird clips, because this was the theme song to the movie The Legend of Billie Jean.
Oh, is that what we're seeing?
Which is one of my favorite movies. So yeah, this is spliced with some movie clips, and...
I just also saw a woman with one really long earring, which I am now remembering was a thing in the 80s, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at Pat Benatar herself has one really long earring.
Everybody has one earring. They could only afford one pair of earrings, so Pat got one, and then Helen Slater got one. So these clips that we're showing right now, Cornflake, the movie Legend of Billie Jean, there's Christian Slater there, real quick. That was a very young Christian Slater.
Wow.
Everybody in this movie was named Slater. This movie starred Christian Slater and Helen Slater. There's Helen.
I had no idea that was Christian Slater when he came up.
He was young. This is one of his first movies. But this was 1985, so the previous year, Helen was Supergirl. She was the original Supergirl, one of my favorite movies.
And in her fame, she rose to the opportunity to be in a Pat Benatar video.
Yes, because she moved on to Legend of Billie Jean. Legend of Billie Jean is a cool movie. I recommend it.
I like that camera effect where they make it look like she's singing through a window. Like,
yes.
We're seeing things through windows for whatever reason.
Yeah, we're seeing the movie through the window.
I think nowadays, if you saw something like that, you'd be annoyed by the obstruction on the screen. But nowadays, it's art. Back in the 80s, it's art.
That's Neil Gerardo there on the guitar. That's Pat's husband, Neil.
Look at that.
Still together today. Still playing music all the time together. Oh, yeah. Pat and Neil. One of the great love stories in rock and roll, you know?
I love the drums that are hanging down from the ceiling. Did you catch that? The cymbals?
Excellent drums. Yeah, I think I still prefer the Animotion hexagonal synth drums. But yeah, he's got a cymbal hanging from the ceiling. Correct.
It's not every day that you see that.
I went to a bookstore in Boston for a Pat Benatar book signing a few years ago. And it was me and Pat and about 800,000 really annoying Pat Benatar fans. And we were all packed into a very small bookstore, and it was very unpleasant.
So, all right, there's a bunch of women emerging from a jail cell there?
Yes.
That's from the movie?
Everything's from the movie. Yeah, it was a weird movie. It's Helen. Okay. It's Helen Slater. It's Supergirl. It's Helen, and Christian Slater plays her little brother in the movie. Although in real life they're not related. It's a coincidence that this movie stars people all named Slater, but they're just running from the law. They're on the run.
They just did a special effect with Pat Benatar's face, where you can see her head on, and then her face is coming out of both sides of the screen together.
Yeah.
Which is also a thing I now remember from videos from the 80s.
Oh, yeah. They were so excited to have these video tricks available. Anybody directing videos back then? Yeah. I mean, Pat Benatar's face itself is a special effect, even in real life.
I would 100% agree.
Yeah. I met her at that bookstore, and she was great. It was worth suffering through all the horrible Pat Benatar fans I had to deal with that day.
I definitely want that makeup now as well.
Yeah, and I went to a Pat Benatar concert once, too. I saw it was Pat and Blondie, like a double headlining concert, with the Donnas were opening. That was a cool show.
That sounds like an awesome show.
You know, we love Pat Benatar, and there she is in the 80s, Invincible.
That song is that much cooler now that I've seen the video for it. I like that it has people running from the law in it.
Yeah, you should see the movie, too.
That is really cool.
Legend of Billie Jean. Pat is not in the movie, but the song is in the movie quite a bit.
Well, that's a shame. They should have put her in the movie.
They should have put her in the movie, yeah. Well, it all worked out. They got to be together in the video, at least.
Good point.
And it was good. What's up next?
Opus.
Opus.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah, this is obscure. You might not even know this one. I picked this one because I saw it on the list of 1985 music videos, and this is a weird, goofy, rather obscure video and song and band. But I definitely remember, for some reason, V66 played this video a lot. Opus was an Austrian band.
Okay.
And this was the closest they had to a hit song in America. And it just squeaked into the top 40, just barely. So it's not a well-remembered song. But the band is called Opus, unrelated to the Penguin from Bloom County, as far as I know. And the song is called Live is Life.
Yeah, I have zero. I can't do the cool VJ introduction for this one, Kevin, because I have zilch for recognition on what this is. Oh, wait, let me try, though. Coming up, we've got a little something special for a music video. Just cracking the top 40. We have Opus. They look like they're on a farm.
Yeah, so it starts out with it looks like a jug band almost. Meanwhile, there's some punk rockers off to the side glaring at them while this, like, it looks like a gang of hillbillies is performing.
I see more mullets.
They're being pelted with trash by angry punk music fans.
And did I see some eggs go flying as well?
Everything's flying. The band has been banished off stage.
Are they entering another dimension?
Yes.
Because that's what it looks like with all the...
Well, see, I think they learned their lesson. And now you can see that the amps are being turned on. Oh, there's a big neon Opus sign now. Now here's Opus as a rock band. That was kind of a little tease opening where they're like a little silly hillbilly jug band.
That's the fastest costume change I've ever seen.
Yes, so now Opus is back, playing kind of a light little rhythm right now. As I recall, the singer has a crazy mustache. Wait until the singer comes running out. It's almost like a reggae.
Cartwheel
entrance.
He's going to run out, and I just see this guy cartwheel across the stage.
You got to wait till you see this guy.
Is the drummer wearing face paint, or is he just that pale?
Look at this dude, Cornflake.
He looks like Luigi from Super Mario.
This does not look like the front man of a mid-80s rock band.
No, it really doesn't.
The punks are off to the side of the stage. They're kind of into it now. They're confused. They're all watching.
They're smoking. One of them appears to be wearing a neck brace.
Just a slow pan across some weird punk rock dudes. But yeah, this guy, big scruffy mop of hair and the mustache. Yeah, he does look like a Mario brother. Wearing a jumpsuit.
Yeah, an all-white jumpsuit.
He's just wearing like a big, goofy white jumpsuit. That's his cartwheel outfit, I guess, for his acrobatic maneuvers on stage.
He might be a handyman part-time.
Cornflake, V66 showed this all the time.
Well, the Hillbilly Band is still there, and they look mad.
The Jug Band is watching, evidently. They're in a big theater now. The crowd is into it. How goofy is this song, though?
I don't know.
Oh. So one punk is kind of getting into it now. The other guy's angry that one guy's
just trying to be cool. Oh, yeah. Now that the crazy mustachioed man has a guitar. Oh, no. There's another guy with a mustache that has a guitar.
I watched this video 8,000 times in 1985. And it really shaped who I am to this day.
Oh, the punks have joined the crowd. Are they going to start something? Are they pushing their way to the front?
Punk rock guys, yeah, making their way up front.
Oh, what is that?
Scary, spiky things, a weapon perhaps has emerged. The beer can is being crushed. The chains are out. Spikes, chains. But I think they're slowly falling deeply in love with Joel Mustache up there.
Oh, man. The leader of the pack of the punks looks like a guy I used to do karate with.
I'm pretty sure that's the guy then.
All right. In that case, his name is Jeremy.
Okay. So you know this guy.
Yeah.
All right.
I figured that this was the kind of thing he did in his spare time, but I was never sure.
He's a big Opus fan. All right, so the punk rockers now, they've dropped their beer cans, they've dropped their weapons, and they are just rocking to Opus. I forgot to tell you, Cornflake, this song is 37 minutes long.
You would think that they would have put a few more lyrics in there, but evidently we're supposed to get the message that...
Yeah.
Live is Life.
The song is called Live is Life, and that's pretty much all the lyrics. Yeah,
I'm just really glad to see the jug band having fun,
it seems,
regardless
like,
of the...
Yeah, as we limp towards the conclusion, everybody's into it. The punks, the hillbillies, the music of Opus brings us all together.
I'm just trying to figure out how a band that like nobody knew about drew this big of a crowd.
All right, Cornflake, there's Opus.
I love the guy in the audience there that's wearing that scarf.
I love everybody in that video. Each guy looks goofier than the last.
Look, I can't say I remember that song, and I can't say that I will remember that song.
I think we have a couple more options left for you if you want to keep on VJing.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited. Anytime we have the chance to listen to some Lionel Richie, it's a good evening here on Flopcast Radio. So,
you did promise the listeners Lionel earlier, although we're not actually providing Lionel Richie. All we're providing is us talking about Lionel Richie. Cornflake, what do you have for us?
Oh, I'm excited about this one. It's time for some dancing on the ceiling.
All right, here we go.
I remember that car.
This was inescapable. That was your car in the mid-80s, as I recall. You had the flashy red convertible back then.
Yeah, a Hot Wheels version, maybe.
Look at Lionel. Lionel's wearing like a weird red jacket with the fringe, matches the red car.
And I'm seeing an upgrade on the mullets here.
So right now it's just Lionel and a couple of guys from his band going through like a hotel lobby. Going up the elevator now.
Watching the elevator from outside the building. So we're watching it from outside the building in the clip, but we can hear it as if we're inside the building.
I thought it was going to be a big elevator fight like in that Captain America movie. Okay, now they've entered. Here's the party.
Did they just crash a party?
Everybody is dressed in black and white except for Lionel, who's in red. See that?
I love that.
All right, now the music is going. This is Dancing on the Ceiling. Everybody knows this song. They're dancing already. Everybody's dancing. Currently, everyone's dancing on the floor. But that might change as the video rolls around.
I'm noticing that. I was promised ceiling dancing. What is going on?
Now, you might recall, Cornflake, I went to a Lionel Richie concert a few years ago.
I do remember this.
His big concert tour, which he called All the Hits All Night Long. And when he got to this song, he said, now, we're not going to dance on the floor. And then everybody just freaked out. Everybody at Great Woods. All right, so there he goes. Lionel is... He
just climbed up the wall.
Up the wall.
Can I tell you how many times I tried to do that as a kid after I saw Lionel Richie do it?
So this was... Am I envisioning this correctly? The production of this video. Like, did they have a rotating room, you know? I think what we're looking at here is, you know, they've got the camera locked with the room.
Yeah, they must.
But they're actually rotating the room so that Lionel can walk up and down the walls and across the floor and the ceiling. It's a pretty good effect. Or maybe it's not a special effect and he just has that ability.
Yeah. I mean, what are you talking about, special effect?
He just figured out how to do this. Well, everybody can crawl up the wall, evidently. Okay. Not just Lionel possesses this power.
It looks easier for some than it is for others. One of them is a little too nervous and isn't getting much past crawling.
I mean, this must have been a dizzying production. You know, imagine
Lionel makes it look easy, though.
Yeah, but they were working, you know? This must have been very technically complex to pull off.
I love the costumes in this. There isn't a single costume I'm seeing on this video that I personally wouldn't wear.
Everybody looks great. I just wish they'd cheer up.
One of them wearing... That guy's wearing underwear on the outside of his pants.
Oh, yeah.
What happened there?
Nothing wrong with that.
You don't think he got dressed a little too fast? And whoa!
Everybody's up on the ceiling. I like how about 3 minutes in, it's like, okay, you know, we get it. But sorry, there's still 2 minutes to go.
Everyone's gotten brave enough. I like the one that they just had that woman flip onto the ceiling. That was fun.
At one point, Lionel's mustache is going to leap off his face and start dancing around all by itself, as I recall. There's an angry neighbor coming in now.
Yeah, because the neighbor's table was shaking.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's going to make a mess. Oh, wow. Pouring of wine from the ceiling.
Yeah, there's a girl on the ceiling, and of course her wine is spilling. This is going on way too long.
Yeah.
There's the keytar.
If you're going to dance on the ceiling, it's probably best to put your beverage aside first.
Have you ever worn zebra striped pants?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Are you currently? I know. Yes. All through the pandemic, that's all you've worn.
Is that a wedding gown on one of them?
This might actually be a wedding, yeah.
And once again, we're seeing people's feet. This is totally a 1986 thing.
Whoop. Uh-oh. Skirts are coming up now.
Yeah, we just got flashed.
That got a little naughty. Samantha Fox approved of that scene. Well.
Oh, this is a good time. And by this part...
It's hard to believe cocaine was so big in this era, because you wouldn't get that impression from a video like this. Hey!
It's not...
Surprise cameo at the end. Look at that. There's Rodney.
Rodney Dangerfield.
I totally forgot. There's a Rodney Dangerfield cameo at the end of this video.
I would have sworn that I remembered that entire video, Kevin, but I do not remember Rodney Dangerfield popping in at the end.
I completely forgot about that, because he cameos at the end of Billy Joel, tell her about it.
So,
but I didn't know about the Lionel cameo.
Rodney Dangerfield cameos was the 80s. That sums it up.
That's what the people want. Okay, that was outstanding.
That was so good. I'm not sure how we're going to top that, but... Oh, wait, I think you've got a plan in mind.
Is there anything left on that list I sent you?
Oh, you betcha there is.
What do we have?
Just when I think we couldn't top Lionel Richie.
How many are left? Is there just one?
There's
left?
Two more.
Oh, no. Okay. Why did I send you so many links?
Right, well, you may go back and listen to this, Kevin, and decide you might not want to include all of them.
That's true. So. This is all going to be edited out.
Right. I mean, this way...
The final cut of the Flopcast is going to be, let's watch some music videos. Well, that concludes the Flopcast. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, if any of these didn't come out the way you wanted, you could just chop the whole thing. But I really hope you don't chop this next one that's coming up.
No, I'm pretty sure the whole show has just been perfect. What's next? Give me another video.
Well, viewers at home, if you're looking for some music and some wrestlers, look no further than what we have coming up here. We're going to have ourselves some Cyndi Lauper with music from the movie The Goonies.
All right, here we go.
And a flash of bright red hair.
You know that Cyndi Lauper mappa hair. So this is a long video, and this has a long intro before the music starts. So this is, it's Cyndi and her family.
Free cookies with gas.
They run a gas station. There's Cindy's parents inside. That's Captain Lou Albano from the Nasty World of Professional Wrestling, playing her father, of course, as he often did. You know, he was also in the Girls Just Want to Have Fun video, of course.
Oh, that's right. Those two were buddies.
That's a picture of his ancestor on the wall, of course.
And, who knows where the treasure is, evidently.
Well, this video is all tied in with the Goonies. It's that the treasure hunt from the movie is in this video as well.
I love how Cyndi Lauper is just wearing a big smiley face pin on her shirt.
Well, yeah, Cyndi was not afraid to look goofy.
I don't think she looks goofy. I think she looks trendy. What does the other woman have in her hair?
All right, we've got more wrestlers arriving now. This is Rowdy Roddy Piper, of course, friend of the Flopcast. He recorded for us one time. There's Roddy Piper. That was Classy Freddy Blassie. Dr. Demento fans know Fred Blassie from the song Pencil Neck Geek. And the Iron Sheik, of course, is there as well. So these are a trio of bad guys from the World Wrestling Federation of the 80s.
Bad guys, and they need gas. It just pulled up to the gas station.
Everybody's yelling at Cyndi and Captain Lou.
Gunshots!
They're all just screaming at each other.
Sewer rats? Oh, they're wearing pins that have frowny faces on them. I guess so you know who the bad guys and the good guys are.
I just wish these performances were not so subtle. I wish these guys would just come out of their shells, you know, and really, really have fun with it. Crazy close-up on Roddy Piper.
Is he doing his best Gilbert Gottfried impression?
He is screaming.
What just happened there?
More wrestlers are arriving, Cornflake. That's the fabulous...
One of them is milking a cow.
The fabulous Moolah is driving a pickup truck. Yeah, she was a ladies wrestling champion. And in the back, yeah, milking a cow is a Russian wrestler Nikolai Volkov. There he is.
He looks confused.
We're 2.5 minutes into the video. The music has started. There's sushi chefs for no particular reason.
Yeah, at the hibachi.
Captain Lou and Roddy Piper screaming at each other.
You haven't had gas until you've had mom and pops.
And Cyndi starts singing, finally, as the Goonies Are Good Enough song finally kicks in.
And there's a guy fixing a truck, and he's wearing a cap that says Goonies on it.
Cyndi is approaching the fake cow.
That was so cute with Nikolai.
Gas station attendant is he's wiping down Nikolai Volkov. Cindy's
gotta give the cow some milk, evidently.
Offering milk to the cow, that's weird.
Oh, those are Benihana guys.
There you go. There's a lot going on at this gas station.
Benihana guys at the hibachi at the gas station for some reason. Somebody's crowd surfing?
Yes.
But not purposely.
The wrestlers are causing a lot of trouble at this gas station.
Cyndi Lauper tries to... Well, she's trying to take care of the bullies by kicking them in the shin.
See the Iron Sheik's shoes? He has pointy shoes, just like that guy in Animotion.
Cindy's getting frustrated.
Cindy's upset, going back inside, and I think she's about to get through that wall.
There's a hole in the wall behind the picture.
She's going off on the treasure hunt now. There's a hidden cave behind the wall.
She took down the picture and then she pretended she didn't know there was anything behind it.
So now we're getting into some Goonies territory as Cindy starts crawling into this cave.
Oh, and there's a pirate skeleton.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have you seen the Goonies, Cornflake? Did you ever actually watch the movie?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's a classic.
This is all very familiar. I think it's funny that the skeleton was just as afraid of Cindy.
Hey, there's some actual Goonies. Look at that.
They actually put the Goonies in there.
Those are the kids.
Cyndi Lauper seems really happy to see them. That's adorable.
So there's young Sean Astin. Kiwi Kwan is there from Temple of Doom.
And those are all the actual kids, right?
Yeah, those are real Goonies from the movie. They also showed up for the video. Now there's some movie clips. Now we're seeing some kids that I don't think showed up for the video, like Martha Plimpton. And what an all-star cast in this movie.
I always loved the music videos that included footage from the movies.
Oh, yeah, but this was on a whole other level. This was... Cindy's practically in the movie at this point. There's Corey Feldman's back there.
Oh, we got bad guys.
The wrestlers are in the cave now with them. The other crazy thing, Corf, like I think we're watching part one of this video right now. There's a second Goonies video in which the story continues after this.
And don't they just start the song over for it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Same song. Because there's a sequel video that Andre the Giant pops up in, and I don't think he's in this part. This is part one, even though it's 7 minutes long.
It just looks like Cyndi Lauper is having the time of her life.
Well, sure. And you know what? So am I. Cyndi Lauper is the only member of USA for Africa that I have actually met. Unless you count that time I just passed John Oates in the hallway. And she was a delight.
Where's that wench? That's some colorful language. Oh, I see the pointy shoes again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Iron Sheik. Yeah, yeah. He wore the pointy shoes, and he'd use those in the ring.
Oh.
Cindy's back.
Cyndi Lauper was about to walk by the Benihana guys,
but stop for some seafood.
Gotta have a snack.
Yep.
Benihana guys are surprised to see Cyndi Lauper.
All right, she's back in the cave.
Okay, this is inconvenient. She might get wet.
It's been years since I actually watched Goonies. Probably should. But this has kind of a cliffhanger ending, as I recall. And then they pick it up in a second video.
Yeah, because she's stuck on a bridge.
This is intense.
She's yelling at Steven Spielberg.
She cries out for Spielberg at the end as she's being attacked. All right, that was bizarre.
Well, I guess that leads to why there has to be a part two video, because otherwise Cindy is just stuck on a bridge.
It's a music video with a cliffhanger ending, like an old-timey movie serial.
I can't think of any other music video that does
that. That's very unusual, but you know, she's unusual. Well, have we reached the end of our V66 playlist?
We've got just one more.
There is one more? Okay. I didn't realize this would be a six-hour show, but here we are. One more. I can't even remember what else is on this list that I sent you, so this will be a surprise to me.
Well, Kevin, this was your idea, so I'm sure you've picked something awesome to wrap up the segment with. Oh, I see what it's going to be now. You have not let us down.
Oh yeah, here we are.
Now, this is a song that I love to this day. I work out to this song routinely, even currently. And so I'm jazzed that you picked it, but I will admit I don't remember a music video for the Duran Duran song "A View to a Kill."
Well, then let's all watch it together.
All right.
All right, go. So, Duran Duran.
So somebody just went to drive a car, but he disappeared and then reappeared behind some kind of control panel for something, which looks like a dentist chair.
That's exactly what just happened. Yeah, so this is our third video, I think, which also has clips from a movie in it.
Because this is Bond, right?
This was James Bond, yeah. View to a Kill, James Bond movie from this year. And this was the, you know, every James Bond movie always has a big, you know, pop song attached to it. And Duran Duran got the call because it was 1985. We need a song for James Bond. This is what they got.
So this is high action at the Eiffel Tower that we're seeing.
And this was appropriate because Duran Duran was doing this anyway. They were making videos that were like movies. You know, they'd go out on exotic locations and actually, you know, have big budget, fancy productions for their songs.
Now I wish I had seen this sooner in life because I've never gotten a really good look at the Eiffel Tower. And I'm presuming that they're filming this at the actual Eiffel Tower. And if they're not, they have me completely fooled.
It appears to be Duran Duran at the Eiffel Tower, yes.
And a lot of flying video cameras that are defying gravity.
But we've got some clips of James Bond mixed in as well. So this was Roger Moore was James Bond at this point. Roger Moore became James Bond in the 70s and through the mid-80s. I believe this is the final Roger Moore James Bond movie.
Who's the one controlling the helicopter? Is that Simon Le Bon?
Perhaps. I can't tell one Duran Duran guy from the next.
But I'm the one who was just controlling the helicopter, he's not in the actual movie, right?
I have no idea. I've not seen the movie.
Oh, that's right. You did just say that, didn't you?
I'm not a James Bond guy. I've seen very little James Bond, and I certainly never saw this one.
I never saw this one either. I've seen some of the more recent ones.
Yeah, me too. The Daniel Craig ones I've seen a couple of. But this one, definitely never saw. It looks like there's a ninja now on the Eiffel Tower.
I'm loving the Walkman that is also remotely controlling all kinds of explosions and
A
and
guy
trouble.
Just blew up a blimp with a Sony Walkman. That was impressive.
Somebody is controlling it all from a dentist's chair. That's my takeaway.
Yeah, it might be Christopher Walken. I think the bad guy in this movie was Christopher Walken.
I could see that.
It was Christopher Walken. Tanya Roberts is in this movie. I know her from The Beastmaster, which we did a Flopcast Patreon episode about. And I believe Grace Jones is in this movie also. So, cool cast. But from what I hear, not a great Bond movie.
Not a great Bond movie, but I contend that you can generate suspense watching people climb around on the Eiffel Tower that could fall off at any minute.
Well, I feel like the movie could not possibly live up to this video, you know? You're probably getting your money's worth right now, and we don't need to waste 2 hours with the movie when we can just have 4 minutes of Duran Duran.
And there's been some pretty great music that comes out of James Bond movies.
Yeah.
And I think this is the best one that ever incorporated the Bond theme.
I strongly disagree because my favorite Bond song is Sheena Easton for Your Eyes Only.
Oh, okay.
Also a Roger Moore.
But was that, did it incorporate the James Bond theme song?
Oh, you mean specifically having the music? Oh, maybe not. Okay, you got me there. I'll agree with you on that point. All right, so here's a Simon Le Bon there at the top. He does his little James Bond pun now.
Oh, he's so handsome.
See, at the end, Simon says, my name's Bond, Simon Le Bon. Isn't that adorable?
Except he just blew everything up.
More explosions at the end, of course. All right, we blew up the Eiffel Tower. Congratulations. All right, stop this before a Genesis video starts playing automatically.
Oh, that was so, so great.
All right, well, that kind of takes us back to the V66 era of 1985 when we used to just watch music videos all day.
I needed my Simon Le Bon fix. He is so dreamy. My day is absolutely made.
You know, I've seen, of all the videos that we watched, I've seen all these acts live, except for Opus.
Oh.
Let's get on the next plane to Austria and go find ourselves an Opus concert.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think we need to get Opus to come to us.
Even better. Yes. Well, kids, if we didn't watch your favorite video from 1985, sorry, let us know what it is, and we will. Not on the show, but just in our own private time.
Yeah, watch out what can of worms you're opening there, sir.
Yes. Well, no, I hope that wasn't too horrifyingly boring for everybody.
If nothing else, we've learned that music videos incorporated a lot of footage of people's feet.
That's a lesson that we should all take to heart. Cornflake, before we wrap up the Flopcast, couple of plugs.
Let's do it.
Starting with, I was on Earth Station 1 again this week. You were just on Earth Station 1, remember?
I was, yeah, recently with Alex, Mike, and Mike there.
Yeah, you were watching The Commitments with our Earth Station 1 crew just a couple of weeks ago. Well, they beamed me up to the station for comic book trivia this week on Earth Station 1. You can hear me and the guys playing comic book trivia.
I can't wait to hear how you fared.
Let's see. I think last year I won, but I can't keep that kind of winning streak going in all likelihood. So let's see how I did this time. And of course, it doesn't matter because the stakes could not be lower. We recorded this yesterday, and I don't even quite remember who won. That's how seriously we take this game, but it was a fun time. So check out Earth Station 1. And also, assuming all goes according to plan, because we're recording this Tuesday night, and this coming Thursday night, I'm scheduled to do another show, which by the time this Flopcast comes out, it should be available. So as far as I know, you can see me on another American Sci-Fi Classics Track quarantine panel, because the subject this week, Great Bunnies of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror.
Oh, this, it makes me so happy that you're going to be doing this. I cannot wait for this.
We are doing an online sci-fi classics panel about rabbits in science fiction and fantasy.
Sci-fi bunnies.
So that's going to be silly. Looking forward to that. Check those out. We'll have links to both of those shows, of course. And I think that'll do it for this week, Cornflake. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
That was enough. This has gone on long enough. How about getting us out of here?
Well, that I can do. We're at flopcast.net, facebook.com/flopcast, on Twitter with our handle at flopcast, and on Instagram, the_flopcast. Find us on Apple Podcasts and leave us a rating and a review. Music for the Flopcast is written and performed by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
Sponge Awareness Foundation had almost as many hits as Opus, but not quite. Cornflake, thanks for another silly Flopcast. This was a weird one, but good job VJing.
This show made all my dreams come true. I don't know what I have to live for after this.
All your Opus and Samantha Fox dreams all came true right here, right now. Everybody, hope that wasn't too excruciating. meanwhile, please be safe, be kind, be silly. We'll see you next week.
Peace and cookies.
Are you tired of podcasts only covering good movies or bad movies? Where could you possibly turn to find both in one convenient place?
There has got to be a better way.
Well, now there is. Try the podcast Double Edge Double Bill, where Adam and Thomas dive into both a good and a bad film in every episode. Sound too good to be true? Well, listen to this testimonial.
Double Edge Double Bill got me to watch Total Recall and Junior in one night. I was both entertained and scarred permanently. Thanks, Double Edge Double Bill.
Available now on the ESO Network and wherever podcasts are streamed.
Hi, I'm Juliet.
And I'm Nathan.
Experience Doctor Who from the very beginning through a classic fan's eyes.
And through the eyes of a new Who fan.
Reminisce and relive those classic moments with Nathan as he offers fun insight.
Or experience them for the first time with Juliet as she dwells on social issues, history, fashion, and the size of a flashlight.
We're the Time Streams Podcast.
Find us on Spotify, Stitcher, or Apple Podcasts.
Hey, VJ girl, I understand you had a little something you came up with for the secret after show.
My turn to pick a video, Kevin, and I got a nice short one here for you for the after show. Remember I was talking about guys jumping out of trash cans for Samantha Fox's music video?
Sure do. Oh, look at that. You've got a surprise Samantha Fox video queued up for us. So this is Samantha Fox, I Only Want to Be With You, and this is a song I know from the Bay City Rollers, but this is your favorite version.
Yes, the Samantha Fox version.
I'm curious to see if this rings a bell for me or if I just somehow missed this Samantha version back in the day. So here we go. All right. Just like you said, there's a guy peeking up out of a trash can. Oh, there's Samantha.
There she is.
What a cutie. Look at her.
You know who she looks like?
Who's that?
In this video? A modern-day Jodie Sweetin. as in Stephanie Tanner from Full House.
I'll have to take your word for it on that. That name means nothing to me.
She also looks like...
A lot of shirtless guys in this video.
Yeah, I have zero problems with that. It also looks like Lady Gaga took some of her fashion notes from Samantha Fox, and Samantha Fox has never gotten credit for it.
Could be. Man, this is totally that song, though. I definitely know the Bay City Rollers version of this song. Now she's sitting in on top of hay bales.
Oh, it's not just any hay bale. She's popping out of a phone.
There are quick cuts. Yeah, phone booth.
Check out who pops out of the hay behind her.
Another
guy's coming out of, like, every corner of this video.
It's a half-naked guy hiding in the hay.
Guys just holding candelabras.
Shirtless guys just holding candles. Trash can guy. See, now I'm suspecting that the guy in the trash can is naked also, because most of these guys...
There's more than one trash can. She has to take her pick.
Yep.
Which one she wants. And now she's...
It's like they shot 8 different videos and then just spliced them all together.
Special delivery. She's just been delivered.
What is that, a mummy?
No, it's a guy wrapped for...
It's the guy all wrapped up. Okay.
For delivery.
This is crazy.
But you gotta also have people in colorful suits.
This is like a parody of an 80s music video.
It really is. But everyone... Oh, look at her tearing off all the packaging.
Yeah.
She's looking like she's excited about that.
I mean, is her reward for unwrapping this guy? It's just going to be another shirtless guy? Because there's like 11 shirtless guys right behind her.
Yeah, there's no shortage to speak of. Here we go. Trash can man pulls her in.
Oh, wow.
Look at...
Another guy. Oh.
Just get pulled into a trash can.
Wow, Samantha's legs dangling out there.
And nice. Only her legs are sticking out.
Yep. All right, there's Trash Dude. He's wearing a shirt. The only guy in the video wearing a shirt lives in a trash can.
And you wouldn't know it until he came out of the trash can. Is she about to start a pillow fight?
Either that or just snuff the guy out. Maybe this is a murder.
Surprise, surprise, it was a man in the package.
How about the... Yeah. Just as
there
I
we
guessed.
Go. There's the pillow fight I've been waiting for.
There's way too much happening in this. Okay, that was outstanding.
Consider your day made.
That was great, but you know me. I'm going back to my beloved Bay City Rollers.
Not me. I'm a Samantha Fox girl all the way.
You're a naughty girl.
And I need love, too.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network. Your station for all things geek.